Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, for those of you that have been listening to my shows, you know my favorite time of the day is sunrise. It is so peaceful. If you are not a morning person, it will take you a little effort to watch a sunrise, but I assure you, it will be worth it. My favorite photos that I have taken are when the light is shimmering across the ocean surface. And some of you that follow me on Twitter and all these other social media places, you probably have seen some of my photos. You know, everywhere we're filming for Joey B TV, I always have my camera, always taking photos. But there are those just peaceful times away from everything, just want to wake up. And sunrise at the beach is awesome. So many times as I return to visit my family, and many of them live near the beach, I am social distancing still, of course. Remember, I'm an environmental scientist, and I always wear a mask and stay a safe distance during this time, even on the beach. I often see the same people enjoying the peace and serenity of sunrise time. I have a few locations that I photograph the sunrise, so this is something for you. Don't just take for granted that, hey, I'm going to a beach, I'll just take a sunrise here. If you're there for about a week or two, well, then just explore different places for that sunrise. One of the first ones is on the boardwalk. And I am letting you know that there are three elderly ladies, because I'm not going to call them old, because you see, at sunrise, they are out there walking. And I've even noticed that one of them, as time has progressed over the years, I've gone back to this boardwalk to take some photos. I've noticed that one woman is now walking with a cane, but still is there. And one of the ladies, I pull up in my truck, and all you hear is, hey, it's Joey B. Joey B's here. Joey B's back at the shore. And like, she's so excited to see me. And I just know this woman in passing. But this is what happens when you, so to speak, go to a happy atmosphere. Well, there are surfers who go out, and this is what I think is really neat. Many of them go out daily before work. Start your day that way, pretty awesome. So how do you start your day? Somebody's going, well, a cup of coffee. And these surfers go, no. I started my day with waves. Now, the next group of surfers, they're checking wave height at specific locations. So what they're really looking for are a few things. So even though it's sunrise, they're looking for the shape of the beach. They're looking at the jetties. They're looking the actual waves themselves, the wave height, the crest and the trough, and they're looking to see, well, where is it breaking? Because the beach shape will have a lot to do with that. The jetties will have a lot to do with that. And again, many of them, before they even get up, have tracked, and they want to make sure that if they can, because again, they will still be there at high tide, but the best waves are at low tide because the waves are breaking further out on shore. So there's a lot that goes along with this. And I want to share, again, I know that I've told this story before. It's not about sunrise, but since I'm talking about crests and troughs and I'm talking about high and low tides, it is worth it because when my family says to me, yeah, certain stories are going, tell that one again. Well, this is when you're in college. And even though you're getting smarter, sometimes you don't make the best decisions. So it was a really rough day and the waves are crashing and people are trying to get out into the ocean and the waves are just crashing up on shore and people got their rafts and these blow up tubes and just getting battered around and no one can get past the waves. Well, me with my scientific mind, I look at the size of the crest and say, well, the size of the trough is the same size. Where are they breaking? I said, I got this. So I go down to the water's edge. There's a guy coming with a big old inner tube. And I said, can I borrow your inner tube? I want to get out there. And he was like, go ahead, dude, kill yourself, man. And I took it and I went running into the water. And all I did was I took the tube and I just threw it straight up and out. And then I dove down and put my belly on the ocean and I got below the trough. So then I popped up, saw another wave, threw it straight up and out, dove straight down on my belly on and back up. And I kept doing this repeatedly, bang, 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 bang. And I got out where, past where the waves were breaking. Well, I am letting you know that I get up on this tube and now everyone in the ocean, everyone on the beach is looking at me because I happen to be the king. I can do something that no one else could do. So I just said, all right, for all my peasants, I'll ride my wave into shore and they could applaud for me. So I paddle up and paddle up, paddle up, just like you're surfing, trying to time and trying to time a wave. And I get picked up on this wave and I am flying towards the coast and everyone's looking and you could just see, like, I'm not joking, I could see their faces and they're, ah, look at this guy, look at this guy. And then the wave just picks me up and goes bang and drills me into the sand. Remember I said it was high tide and the waves were breaking on shore. And the wave just slammed me into the beach and I had sand impaled in my, it was like blood dots all over my body. And I'm standing up and I'm just dazed. Oh, it hurts so much. And the people are, and they're cheering and I'm sort of waving going, ah. And in my mind, I'm going, well, sometimes science isn't the greatest thing in the world and it hurts a lot, but thank you very much. Sorry, I had to get away from the sunrises, but that story just popped into my mind. So back to the people that I see at sunrise, and I mentioned the ladies with the walkers, and some are on the boardwalk, some are on the wet sand, and they're just going for that peaceful walk, enjoying the sunrise, and that's really neat. And then there are the dog walkers, and I'm going to let you know that if you are a dog walker, your dog, I don't care whether he's on the beach, anywhere else, he should be on a leash. And yeah, I know you want to let him run, but when there are other people present, they don't know what your dog will do. And I say this because, you know, having done research on wolves, I know what wolves are going to do out in the wild. I know exactly. But dogs many times take on the personality of their owner and what they are allowed to do and get away with. And many times they become the pack leader. So I'm going to tell you this. I love watching people walk the dogs because, hey, they clean up after them, leash, all that's great. Now, I also see at sunrise runners. And there's runners on the boardwalk, there's runners on the road. But the ones that I see on the wet sand, and then every now and then, because let me tell you, it is very, very difficult to run on dry sand. It is the greatest workout in the world. And I'm going to let you know that I see a couple people that will do what I call as a wet, dry run. They're running on the wet, they come up on the dry for a little bit because it's tough, back down. And they're doing this at sunrise. And I've taken photos of this because you get the silhouette of that person there. It's really neat. Now, at one beach that I go to, they'll allow you to sleep overnight out on the beach. You can sleep, but you can't camp. See, the camping is the campfires and all that. That is not allowed, but they let you. And think about if you're allowed to wake up, stretch, and the sun is just rising, and like that's the first thing you're seeing. That is pretty neat. And in all the examples I've given so far, it's the amazement of that first-time onlooker. And you know it's the first time they're seeing this sunrise. And it's like the fireworks where you got the oohs and the ahs. Well, that's what's going on. Now, there are so many surf fishermen. Some are spin casters. You don't see many fly rodders, and I do both, because with the fly, you need a little bit more space for your casting and your back cast specifically, so you want to make sure that you're safe and people are safe near you. And it's funny, recently, it was just after sunrise, I'm going back to my truck coming off the beach, and there were two fishermen in waders on the boardwalk. They had their binoculars, and they were scouting. And I go, so what are you looking for? Because again, it's something that I wanted to learn. And I said, what are you looking for? and they said boils. And boils are just this. When the stripers are chasing bait fish down, you actually see these little swirls on top of the water called boils. And they're looking, and with binoculars we call it glassing. They're glassing for them. And that's what they're looking to find. And another thing, and I learned something years ago, I was at the FCA camp, Fellowship Christian Athletes Camp. I was running the soccer program, and one of the coaches I was talking to, he was a teacher who had lived at the shore, and he always had his rod in his car. And he said, as he is driving home, he's driving along the coast, and when he would see the terns diving, not the gulls, but the terns diving after bait fish, he says he knew stripers were there, and then he would stop and fish at those locations. So here's the opposite. I'm talking about sunrise and all the great things. Here's a late afternoon and somebody coming back just to enjoy their afternoons. Now, if you see boats just offshore and they're crowded in an area, that also means that they're stripers. But I have taken some great photos, and I actually time this. So you've got the sunrise, you got the sun glistening on the water, and I time it so there is a boat going through it. And again, I will take like click, 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 because I want to catch that magical photo of the boat in the very center. And it's like a silhouette of the boat that comes out. Really, really great photo. And the paddle boarders that are out there at sunrise, they're mostly there on calm wave days. And one of them, it says, I'm watching him on sunrise. I got my camera. I got a nice big zoom on it. And I see that this guy is fishing from it. I said, that's cool. I've seen a couple guys. Well, he had his rigged up totally for fishing for stripers. I happen to have the largest paddleboard in the history of the world. That's a paddleboard made just for fishing. So I know what it's about, but his wasn't like mine. Like mine was like the Queen Mary of paddleboards. His was a bit smaller, but the way he rigged it up. And again, we also learn from others. Hey, even at sunrise, and this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, the bikers, they start in darkness because they're trying to get to the beach for sunrise. Think about safety all the time. If you're biking, if you're running, well, then you need to have some type of reflector vest on, if you lights in your bike. And I'll say this with the reflective vests and the reflection on your sneakers. I had a pair of sneakers that had some reflective things on the sneaker itself. And when I would go running and it was dark out, you would actually see cars move over. They could actually see that reflection. So it is very important. And if you're a biker, and I always say this, it is a helmet, especially because you're biking. And I see people as I'm headed to the beach, they are trying to get to the beach for sunrise, helmet on all the time. And the absolute best is the children, especially when it's the first time, because just before sunrise, you're hearing them in this moany voice going, why do I have to be here? Why do we have to get up so early? And they just like moan and moan and moan and moan. And then the sun starts to rise. And then you see, whoa! And then the typical word that kids are using now, epic. Oh, this is epic. And I've seen that. I've heard that. And to me, like, that's the greatest piece about, like, first time people looking at the oohs and the ahs and the children with the epic going on. So maybe wherever you live, you need to find sunrise time. And that moment will be epic. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.